Plug aimed a cheerful kick at the floored Slitfang.
See? I told ya. That hadn't come from the quality. Go on then, educated rabbit. Sing us a ditty.
Skirrim bobbed his ears politely.
These ropes are pretty tight.
The silver fox raised his axe meaningly.
Never mind telling us the name of the ditty, just sing it.
Skirrim pulled a wry face at Sagax and Kruver, then launched into his song.
Oh, it is marvellous what an education does for a chap. His eyes light up when he puts on the old thinking cap. His brain begins to whirl and click. Ideas pour in fast and thick. 'Cause that's what an education's for. If it takes one mole to dig a hole 10 seasons and a bit, how many moles could dig that hole if they were fat and fit? Then if 2 squirrels helped them as deep as they could reach, if those 2 squirrels made a pair, the answer is a peach. That's what an education does for a chap. It leaves the blinking duffers in a bit of a flap. For learning facts you may depend on spouts out answers without end. So hearken now and I'll astound you more. If 2 sparrows had 6 arrows and set out to shoot a duck, just how long would it take them before they had some luck? The answer's jolly simple, as clever types will know. To back that duck they had no luck because they had no bow. That's what an education does for a chap, when learning dawns upon him like a big thunderclap. As they hear his knowledge flow, the clods will cheer and shout, "What ho!" Now that's what an education's for. If I had 2 and you had 2 and she had 2 as well, if they had 2 just like we 2, the truth to you I tell. If 1 knew far too little, those facts would be too few. But if 1 had education, 1 would find the answers too.
The freebooter crew, who had gathered around to listen, sat slack-jawed with wonderment at Skirrim's rapid delivery of the song, for he had sung it at an alarming rate without a single stumble. Kruver could not help smiling.
Well done, matey. I clap you if me paws was free.
The hare sniffed.
Think nothing of it, old lad. You'd wait a long time expecting applause from these vermin oafs.
Plug swiftly cuffed a few ears and kicked some tails.
Come on, you dimwits. If and you ain't got a education, the least you can do is to show the rabbit you've got some manners.
He strode among his crew, making sure they all cheered. Sagax moved closer to Kruver and murmured quietly.
Good old Skirrim. While he's keeping them amused, they're not talking about slaying us, eh, mate?
Kruver looked at the cheering vermin, knowing that their mood could change in the blink of an eye, depending on their captain's good or bad humour.
Aye, mate, but it'll only last as long as old Skirrim can keep them entertained.
Sagax watched his friend. Skirrim was launching into a funny story about a rhubarb pie fight between 2 frogs. The young badger shook his striped head.
I know he's the world's worst glutton, and we've had to yell at him from time to time, but we'd be in a bad way right now if we didn't have him along. To think that our very lives are depending on Skirrim keeping a crew of vermin amused.
Kruver had to raise his voice to make himself heard above the guffawing crew of the sea scab.
You're right, mate. I'll never shout at him again for robbing victuals. If and we get out of this lot, old Skirrim can stuff his face to his heart's content.
Sagax shot the sea otter a warning glance.
Not too loud, mate. Keep your voice down. He might hear us.